Thank you for calling GoMax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yes, hi, my name is John Griffith, and I have called before because I haven't received the OMAC yet. And
okay.
Being a law, I had put that order ahead of time, and I still didn't get it yet.
Okay, all right. Yeah, let me see if I can track that for you there. The first and last name again?
John Griffith.
Okay.
The address is Montague Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Zip code is 1408.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that there. And then, I remember talking to you earlier there, Mr. Griffith. So you had the subscription for the sleep there, the OMAC sleep for wellness and improved sleep. And then did you contact the post office? Did you get in touch with them?
It's hard to get to that post office because they don't have none of them close around here. So, and when I call again, they told me that the post office didn't have it. The one that has is a UPS, and they was gonna deliver it today. When I spoke to the last person, and I checked downstairs to see if the package got there now. In the mailbox, no, the package is not there.
Yes, sir.
So it got me confused. I don't know who has the package.
Right. It would be USPS.
UPS, right?
USPS. It's United States Post Office. USPS, not UPS.
Oh, because I see in a car, a truck passing through UPS, and I thought that was the one actually, but he kept going.
Yes, sir. No, they don't come. The packages, when they get delivered to the customer's home address, that's always by the post office, USPS.
So it shows actually that they deliver the package or what?
Correct. Yes. When we track it there, that's what we was discussing earlier. When we track it here, it's showing that the delivery time was 11:42 a.m.
They took the package back or what?
It says all it says is delivered July 29th, 11:42 a.m., Brooklyn, New York, and then your address.
That's kind of strange because I went three times downstairs to check to see if I see the package. You know? And
yes,
this is
sir.
The first time I run into a problem like that.
Right. Did I give you that 1-800 number there to call for the?
Yeah, but I didn't get that any information at all. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was that? The phone kind of broke up on me there.
I didn't get any no information at all because they put the tape recorder on and they don't ask me for the track number or nothing. Because there's no way I could track it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see if, because that's the only other way I would know is to see if we could get, you know, that they'll be able to track it for you and then give you that missing package number there.
Right, right.
Let's see here.
I have the tracking number, but there was no way that I could get through to find out who has the package.
Right. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. So we're going to do a reshipment there for that one, for the sleep. Going to be standard shipping though, so it'll still be 7 to 10 business days from today, but it'll be the reshipment there for the sleep.
Okay, so in other words, they're not going to charge me for that, right?
No sir, this is going to be a free shipment.
Okay, but that will be taken, and I need it actually. I don't have any left. And I've been dependent, what it is that I've been dependent on those pills to go to sleep.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I do apologize there for not being, you know, having to go a few days without those. But it's just shipping. We can't really alter that. We don't have a way to, you know, speed it up. It's just the standard.
Well, that count actually the weekend, too.
I'm sorry?
The days count like if you put in the order today, when would I get it then?
Like I said, it would be 7 to 10 business days from today.
We'll say by next week, you think so?
Probably sometimes in the first week of August, yes, sir.
Wow. Because I usually put my order in time, you know, ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I never wait, you know, until the last moment because I know things like this can happen, you know, delay, you know.
Right, correct. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I apologize for that. Now, I mean, worst case or best case scenario is, you know, we go ahead and reship this one and then somehow this other one that it says was delivered today, maybe, you know, it was misplaced and they, you know, they get it to you tomorrow or the day after, you know, maybe it's still coming to you. So hopefully that you still get that one, you know, that you should have got the first time. But if not, then at least, you know, you'll get this one here. Just be looking out for that. Like I said, it comes USPS coming through the post office.
Yeah, hope so, you know.
Yes, sir.
I don't trust the mailbox. You know, I don't trust the mailman. They could throw packages all around. Okay. All right. I appreciate it very much. I just have to have patience and wait for the 7 days then.
Yes, sir.
It will take like 7 days to get here, right?
Right. That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yep, no problem. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.